say, it games like this were few and far between in your tenure, but this game here, you guys run your game so quickly. Is that when it got away in the first period?
Well, it took two penalties quick out of the gate. You're coming in after a team that's desperate and sitting here waiting for you, and you get in at 2:30 in the morning, and you come in and you put yourself in a hole by taking penalties early. One of them, I thought, should have been an embellishment call, but that's beside the point. But we get down too early, and you're chasing the game. And when you're a team that played the night before, that's not a good recipe for you. So it was lots of lessons learned tonight. You know, we started Louis Domingue, first time ever he started back-to-back games. You know, good hard lesson for him tonight. Our young guys continue to grow, but that's a good lesson of how hard it's going to be this second half.
The challenge in the review looked eerily similar to last night.
Same referee and same everything.
Yeah,
that's what the frustrating thing is. The inconsistency is frustrating, because I thought the one tonight was worse than the one last night, but that's just my own opinion.
It's still a chance, though, to climb back in the second period. You go on the 5-on-3. I don't know if I've seen that happen, a breakdown like that. What happened?
That was kind of the epitome of our game once we got down. I thought that third goal really took some zip out of us, and the power play didn't execute very well, and it was downhill from there.
Dave, how much of a concern or area does that have to improve going into this post-All-Star break schedule, just the 9 shorthanded goals against?
No, well, 7 of them in the first 3 weeks, I think. So that's not a concern. This is you have to take this game and park it. You know, like we actually probably played better tonight than we did last night in lots of parts of it. But it's 3 and 4 with travel and hard travel, and in the break the team's sitting here waiting for you. Louis didn't have his best night. That's the way that goes sometimes. If you want to overthink this game, it's wrong. Just park it and move on to the break, and we'll come back better out of the break.
He had a lot of odd man rushes against him, Dave. Could he have, I mean, you won a few more saves, but what was happening?
No, it's just, we didn't play well enough in front of him, but you let one in from the red line, it's a tough one to take, you know.
Dave, that said, coming out of the break now, again, you're getting some payback from that tough travel schedule at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Coming back at home with a nice, meaty homestand, right?
That's what we just talked about as a team. Like, if you look at where we are compared to where everybody thought we were going to be, we're in a lot better position, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of teams that we're hoping for a lot better, and right now we're still sitting in a playoff spot. So we put in some good work. You look at the kids and the work they've done. I think our rookies are the highest scoring rookies in the league. We put in some real good work, but this schedule's going to get tougher as after the break. We need the break right now, and it's going to be a challenge for us. Like we put ourselves in position where we can push, and now we'll see if we got the capabilities of pushing after.
Enjoy the break.
Good luck.